Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you some positivity, to give you the keys to the door, to hopefully open up to all your happiness that you deserve. We all deserve happiness. Don't you want to be happy? That's why I think we're here, to learn how to be happy. And if you want to tell me something, it's easy. It's so easy. I mean, you got your phone in your hand, so just pick it up and text something to 304-506-3332, and I'll get back to you. I wonder how many of you are going to actually type the word something and send it. But we'll see what happens. See who's paying attention to the show. The show is doing a lot better. We have, I actually have over 2,000 listeners per day now. We're up to over 250,000 subscribers. Amazing. Thank you for listening. Everybody, I want to thank everybody. And hopefully when the book comes out, you'll be just as excited about the book. I'm in the process of working on it now. Hopefully we'll be out before the end of the summer. There's a lot of words in a book. It takes a lot of time. But in the meantime, if you've got something you want me to talk about, if you've got something that you're looking for a new perspective on, and we all like to hear other people's opinions, well, sometimes when they're constructive, right? But you want to hear something? You want to hear what I got to say? Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story and tell me all about it. And I'll discuss it on an upcoming podcast. And I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Marie Tyler in Cali. She's in California. California or Cali? I don't know if that's at a different place. Listening on iHeart. Thanks, Marie. I appreciate it very much. Also, we have Lane McKee listening on Apple Podcast in Danun, Poland, all the way in Poland. Lane, I appreciate you listening to the show. And we got a couple more. Lots of shout outs today's show. We got Trent in Grand Blanc, Michigan, listening on Spotify. Trent, cool name, man. Got to be a cool dude with that name. And then we have another Marie listening on Spotify in the Czech Republic in the middle of Europa. Wow. Far reaching. It just goes to show how many people are looking for positivity and looking for something other than negative crap that the TV and the news and everywhere you look, it's so negative. I don't do that. I don't watch it. I don't talk about it. I talk about positive stuff, and I try to help people to be happy. All right? And I appreciate Marie, Lane, Trent, and Marie number two for listening to the show. And what is the show? Well, stop talking. What is the show about today? Well, the title of the show is I Need a New Approach Towards Life. Wow, that's pretty broad there. And that comes from Marie. One of the Maries have written a letter. I'm not sure which one. But my prompter just says Marie, so I don't know which one. So Marie, you know who you are. Marie writes, I'm going to read it to you real quick here. Marie writes, at a very young age, I was subjected to trauma that led me to mentally and physically withdraw from life. I can mentally disappear from situations without even a thought of doing so. I feel as if I have missed out on so many aspects of my life because of this habit of simply going away. When I come into a situation that feels uncomfortable, my mind seems to shut down and my memory fades. I guess you could call it a sort of stage fright, but in my case, I feel no fear. I just go away. I'm 62 and I have been able to cope with this dilemma, but to be honest, I didn't even know it existed until recently. I've been involved with several different healing methods, 12 steps, one-on-one yoga, meditation, etc., and each one has its specific elements for helping me heal on many different levels, and each modality of healing I happened upon was due to listening to my intuitions and feeling a certain amount of urgency to just do it. Well, that was a long sentence. As I felt when I heard your podcast. Hey, thanks. I'm so glad. This newfound, I'm not sure what to call it, dilemma has left me yearning for a different way to approach life and to be in the moment even when it's frightening. Any help with this would be appreciated. Thank you for being there. I just happened upon your podcast at the suggestion of my daughter that I listen to something other than the media's thoughts and opinions about the coronavirus. Well, thank you to your daughter. That is awesome. Spreading the word of positivity and you listen to your daughter. Sometimes our kids are smarter than us. They're paying more attention. They see us from a different perspective and we have to pay attention to that. They can actually help us to get a new direction and to be more positive. And it looks like that happened to Marie. Marie, thanks for the letter. That's awesome. So now you're 62 and you're dealing with this dilemma and you didn't even know it existed. So let me get this straight. You actually, when you get upset or you feel uncomfortable, you just shut down and it fades and it goes into like a cloud. You say stage fright. I've lived on stage most of my life and I've had stage fright before and It's like surreal. It's like you're not really there. Once you're going through it, it's like you're not really there. You're there, but you're not. And I get that. So, and you're looking for a new approach towards life. That's such a generalization, a general statement. But a new approach to life is what do you want it to be? What do you want to do? I know nothing about your life, but you obviously want to do something different. So you have to sit down and you've done yoga, you've done meditation, 12 steps and all kind of stuff. And different things help different parts of your body and of your brain. I get that. I listen to a lot of different people. I read a lot of different stuff. And I pick and choose what I like and what I believe and what moves me from other aspects. It's just like I'm a drummer. And as a drummer, I always listen to other drummers and pick out parts and things and tricks and stuff that they do. And I incorporate that into my own style of playing and make it my own. Well, that's what you have to do with your life. You pick out what you like and what you want to be, and you incorporate that into your life. Okay, now if you want to have a new approach, you have to have a new direction. You have to have a goal as to what you want to be and what you want to change. So a new approach is just like a new change. So it's going to be scary, you know, that river of change. When you step into it, it's kind of scary. But nothing worth having is easy, first of all. That's such a cliche, but it's so true. So if you want to change and you want a different kind of life, you have to understand and figure out what kind of life you actually want. Do you want it to be adventurous? Do you want it to be studious? Would you like to be going live on off the land? Do you want to be aggressive in the stock market, or be a great parent, or be a teacher? Whatever it is you want to be, then you do that, and you make that your life, and you do the best that you can. And your new approach to life is not retreating when you get upset, when you get uncomfortable. Because when you start feeling uncomfortable and you've been retreating for so many years that it's become a way of life, so it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to change because of your age and because you've done it for so long. So when it's time to actually change your way of thinking, it's going to be difficult because you've got 50 years, 60 years of habit. So that's what you're at, the place you're at right now. But you have to be positive about it, decide what you want to do, and do that. And it's really that simple. It really is that simple. You have to change your habits. And at first, they're not going to feel comfortable. So the more you do it, the more you do anything, good or bad, the easier it gets. It doesn't matter. If you're a procrastinator and you keep doing it and doing it and doing it, pretty soon you don't feel like you're procrastinating. It's just a way of life. Or if you're a hustler and you get up at 5 in the morning and you do stuff every morning, you work out and it becomes your habit. And at first when you started doing it, you hate doing it, and then it becomes a habit, and then it's a way of life, and then it's you know, just becomes a part of life. So if you want a new approach towards life, start living it and thinking about it and visualizing the life that you want. And that's where you start, where you decide exactly the life that you want, and you start doing things that are conducive to that life. If you have to move, then you have to move. If you have to change jobs, you change jobs. If you have to change your way of thinking, your sleep schedule, your eating habits, your exercise, your way of talking and communicating, or the people you're hanging out with, or your addiction to social media, or whatever you have to do to change, to shock your system into change, you do it if you really want to change and get a new approach towards life. All right? Because life was meant to be lived, and it's meant to be fun. It is. We're sent here to learn how to love and how to be happy. I honestly think that we were sent here and we came here and have to learn how to be better people, how to be better spirits, how to be better energy. So that way we move on. We take this with us. So that's my kind of thought on this whole thing, but that's me. But looking for a new approach on life, Marie, it's up to you to decide what you want your life to be and to confront your uncomfortable situations and face them, and don't run away from them. And at first, it's going to be so difficult. But once you get through it, then whatever situation, whether it's a confrontation with somebody or whether it's an argument or it's a sadness, whatever it is, instead of isolating, when you catch yourself going into isolation and pulling away and being secluded, stop and notice yourself being secluded, because you obviously know that you do this now. And so once you feel yourself doing it, say, no, I'm not going to do it. And train your body. Take control of your body. Sit your body down and say, no, I am not going to be this way. I'm not going to let the body run the mind. I'm not going to let my body's habit control what I really want to be in my mind. So you take your mind and you say no, and you stand up and you change your way of feeling, and you change your environment if you have to get out of that mood, and you face the situation and you force yourself to get through it. And you do, and you will, and you will get stronger, and it will get easier, and then your life will start to change. And before you know it, you'll be like, oh, okay, I don't have to run away or hide from anything. I am happy with myself. I am content with my decisions. I own my mistakes and my successes. So that's all I can tell you to do, is to just really face the uncomfortable situations head on, because on the other side of fear is happiness. Really is. It really is. Once you get past that fear, it's just like bungee jumping. If you lean over, you're scared to death. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Then poof, you're out in the air. And as soon as you realize you're safe, it's unbelievably cool. And I could say that because I've done that. And it's a rush, and you got to have your life be that way too. Take those chances. Change your life and create the new approach towards life. All right, Marie, you got it? All right, well, that's another show. I appreciate everybody listening. Marie and Callie, Lane in Dunoon, Poland, Trent in Grand Blanc, Michigan, and Marie in Czech Republic. Thank you so much. You guys, listen to the show if you want to get to me during the day. I'll answer questions, whatever you want. Go text me at 304-506-3332. Come on, do it. I want to hear from you. I really appreciate the stories, and keep them coming. And we'll keep this show going and keep sharing the positivity. All right, thanks a lot for listening. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.